Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1079. Our topic is training, and the title is Deadlift and Upper Back Training for Bigger Lats. So we're going to talk about this specifically today. We had somebody send in a direct message on Instagram, so they slid into the Instagram DMs, as they say. Now, it was a member of the gym. They had asked about the idea of using deadlifts to build lat size. So this person wants to do powerlifting. I believe they've competed before. So they want to do powerlifting, but they want to get better at it. But they also want to get bigger. So they, in their mind, they're like, I want to be strong in powerlifting, but I also kind of want to be big and muscular. I don't want to hold myself up back on growth to stay in a certain weight class. At the same time, I don't want to get fat and be a mess of a human being. But how do I blend those two? So one of the things they said was they were watching a bodybuilder who doesn't do powerlifting, but he did, like, I guess 585 deadlift for like 10 reps. So he could if he wanted to. strong enough dude. But he saw this bodybuilder doing deadlifts, saying it was helping work his lats. Now, the person who asked me, like the gym member, said, that sounds great and all, but it seems like I don't know if that's a direct thing. Like, I don't feel my lats much when I deadlift. So we talked a little bit about kind of lat involvement in the deadlift. And it is true, your lats are involved in the deadlift. We have a podcast that can help you learn more about that. And it's podcast 911, so 911, is teaching lat engagement in squat, bench, and deadlift. So if you want to learn how to use your lats more, or learn that your lats are actually supposed to be used in squat, bench, and deadlift, all three lists, listen to podcast 911, okay? So what we went through, and I said, was I'll give you an example workout. So I went through and did it for a workout myself this week. I actually posted it on Instagram. I believe I posted it on Friday. Let me double check that. So that way you can see the videos and exercises on Instagram. So yes, it looks like I posted it on Friday, and it's titled, if you go to our Instagram page under the name Brutal Iron Gym, please follow us. Tons of information. I know you'll like it if you like this podcast. And it says, can deadlifts help build my lats? And it has like four videos of me doing like different exercises. So check us out on Instagram and follow us. So that way I actually know you're following. So that way it just kind of helps build up numbers and helps the gym look more credible, given the fact that we'd have more followers. That's just the way the world works nowadays. If you don't have a ton of followers, people don't think you know anything. Ugh. But so thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for those who do follow us on the podcast and on social media. It does help with more exposure and being able to be found better in searches and things like that. So thank you. Okay, now, what I did was I did a workout that I thought was fun and enjoyable. I sent the workout and the format in general to that person, and I also wrote it within the Instagram post, and you can see in the post was I listed kind of exercise categories to choose from rather than listing specific exercises. So what this means is you would do a version of a straight arm pull down. You can do that with a million different handles. You can do even a dumbbell pullover, and then you would do some type of pull up, whatever grip you wanted, whether it's weighted or assisted. I'll talk about that in a second. Like a cable seated row variation, you could pick a million different handles. So I gave a format that can be used, oh my gosh, dozens of times, that will help build your lats and deadlift at the same time, but it doesn't have to be the exact same workout all the time. So you can follow this format. It's giving you sets, gives you rep ranges, everything. So pretty awesome that that format is there. I don't think people maybe are aware of how useful that is, in the sense that they don't recognize that they can use that format for a dozen workouts. You can, like right now, I could create you four different workout schemes out of that same format. You would do one per month, so you'd have 4 months of training. You'd cycle back through each of them again to try to make improvements compared to the previous time. So right there is 8 months of deadlift and back training combined. 8 months for free. Oh, tell you what, it's amazing. So check that out on Instagram if you haven't seen it. But what I wanted to do is talk through today a little bit about like the format, a little bit about my choices, just to help share more information that goes behind exercise selection and choices. Just maybe you can snatch a tidbit of information out of here and use it for yourself. You could try that whole workout. Find us on Instagram, try the whole workout for yourself. I know you'll like it. So what we did was we started with a superset of cable strain arm pull downs and pull ups. A superset means you do a set of one exercise into a set of another exercise, and then you take a break. So I don't do one exercise completely and then move on to the other exercise completely. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, what we're using to help emphasize the lats in the deadlift is what's called pre-exhaust, is we're going to train the lats before we get to the deadlift. That way the lats are more beat up, we have better mind-muscle connection to them. If I punch you in the arm, you're going to be thinking about your arm. If I tell you, hey, how does your foot feel? You're going to say, I don't know, my arm hurts so damn bad, I can only feel my arm. So pre-exhaust is, if I want to feel my lats while I deadlift, I punch my lats. So if I beat them up with a bunch of exercises before I get the deadlifts, I will better feel my lats while I deadlift. Does that make sense? So that's the idea of this. So if I want to emphasize a single muscle out of a compound lift, if I beat the hell out of it before I get to the compound lift, I'm going to feel that a lot better. So if I did a bunch of hamstring curls and then went to the old deadlift, I would feel my hamstrings pretty damn well, right? So you can isolate out a singular muscle from a compound movement by using what's called pre-exhaust, which simply just means you pre-exhaust that muscle before you get to the big movement. You train that muscle before you get to the big movement. So cable straight arm pull downs isolate the lats. They do get a little bit of upper tricep involvement, so that's going to happen just because both muscles cross over the joint. So the act of pulling your upper arm bone from over your head or out in front of you to in line with your body, like beside your body, can happen with the upper part of the triceps and the lats. Now, the lats are more dominant because they're bigger, stronger, better connection, but the triceps will probably still burn a little bit. So just be aware of that. So cable straight arm pull downs. We're blessed enough at Brule Iron Gym that we have a dual pulley cable stack. So there's two pulleys, two cables. So I like doing unilateral things, but at the same time. So I put a D-ring handle, a single handle, on each cable, and then I did a cable straightener and pull down where each arm was independent of the other, but they both had to move at the exact same time. One of the benefits of that is it helps to isolate out side-to-side weaknesses. So if one side's more dominant than the other, doing things that are unilateral, one arm versus the other, where they're independent of each other, can help balance those out over time. In deadlifts, what you'll sometimes see when somebody's newer to engaging their lats is what's called helicoptering of the bar. And what this means is when they do their deadlift, one side of the bar kind of drifts closer to them while the other side of the bar drifts further away from them. So it's almost like the bar starts to spin. Well, that's called helicoptering, is referred to that in powerlifting terminology. And that comes from an uneven involvement of your lats. So doing independent movements for lats helps develop a kind of resistance against that, helps develop even mind-muscle connection. You'll learn to use each side evenly. Now, that's commonly happening when somebody does what's called a mixed grip, where you overhand and underhand to hold onto the bar rather than a double overhand or a hook grip. So I use a mixed grip. People have used mixed grips to set world records. Actually, the best powerlifting deadlift in the world, I believe, like pound for pound, is still Benedict Magnuson at 1,015, and he did a mixed grip. So you can do really heavy-ass weights, mixed grip, and not tear your bicep. Don't worry about that, okay? Now, if you can do a hook grip, that can help you get a tighter lat involvement on both sides and a more equal lat involvement on both sides. And I think, don't quote me on this, but, I'm going to say it anyhow, but I'd have to look more into this. But I think a double overhand hook grip helps more, or is more impactful if you start with a more upright torso, especially in sumo deadlifters, sumo stance deadlifters, because you're at some point in time, your hand has to come up to where your thigh is. Whereas in conventional deadlift, your hands never have to cross over your thigh. They never have to come in contact with your thigh. So in a double overhand, like a hook grip position, it's a little bit easier for people who are doing upright torso sumo stance deadlifts. Whereas if you're doing conventional deadlifts, the mixed grip is just, it's less of an annoyance to positioning, if that makes any sense at all. So the whole point of that would have been is that might have been too much detail. But doing cable straight arm pull downs, if you can do them individually, that's better than doing them both arms together. Wow, that got way off track if that was able to be that simplified. But hopefully there was some good information in there in that extra tangent. Now, I'm pairing that with pull-ups. Now, in the videos I put on Instagram, I did assisted pull-ups. I can do my own body weight for pull-up. But what I like about the assisted one is I can arch my back back. I can really, really isolate the lat because I don't have to like use so many muscles. So what I was looking for in that movement, and what you should look for, is more precision of muscle involvement rather than just doing the movement. So in this superset, doing cable straight arm pull downs and pull ups, our goal is to exhaust the lat before we get to deadlifts, right? So my goal within the pull ups is to maximize my lats. I don't care about anything else. So if I have trouble doing a basic pull up and really isolating my lat, which is going to be 99% of everybody, is going to have trouble with that. Meaning that when you do a pull-up, you're cranking through your bicep, you're using as much grip strength as possible, like you're using body leaning and like kicking. So most people, when they do a pull-up, they can't isolatively feel just their lat. There's a billion other things happening. So if you do an assisted pull-up, if you let go your ego, okay, throw that aside, and do what's called muscle intention rather than movement intention, that will help you get better effects out of this. We're not doing pull-ups in this time, in this moment, to get better at pull-ups. We're doing pull-ups to wear out our lats. That's an incredibly, incredibly significant difference. I do not want to do pull-ups just to get better at pull-ups. I'm doing pull-ups to beat up my lats. So in podcast 220, so way long ago, podcast 220, we talked about muscle intention versus movement intention. That's literally the title of the podcast. Muscle intention versus movement intention, podcast 220. You want to think about every time you're doing any exercise ever, am I supposed to be focusing on a muscle within this movement, or am I trying to get better at the movement itself? There's enormous difference. Those are two different styles of training. That's like NASCAR versus drag racing. They both use a car, but it's freaking way different, okay? So muscle intention versus movement intention training, they both use barbells, dumbbells in our body, but they sure as hell are not the same thing at all. So we have to be aware of that. So when you're doing pull-ups, think to yourself, whether it's in this workout or any workout, am I doing pull-ups to get better at pull-ups, or am I doing pull-ups to build my back? If it's to build your back, you better be able to damn sure feel your back. So it's probably better for you to do more assisted or some type of lighter version of a pull-up so you can actually feel the muscle. Now, if you're doing pull-ups because pull-ups are great for developing overall muscles and or you just want to be better at doing pull-ups, then sure as hell, you know, make it the most difficult way as possible and just try to survive the damn things. And that's going to work for your goal. Okay? But in this one, we want muscle intention, not movement intention. Cool. Now, in the pull-up, what grip you choose does affect your lat involvement. If you do a wide overhand, you're going to do the lat connection up by your armpit. If you do a shoulder-width neutral grip, you're going to do the lat kind of like the middle of the lat more towards the kind of bottom area of the lat. Okay, the insertion down by your hips. If you do an underhand, you're pretty much going to work your biceps. So don't pick underhand if you're trying to work your lats the most. Pick an overhanded grip or a neutral grip, and that's going to help you get more lat involvement. Then what I did was I did a superset of cable seated row with narrow neutral grip, and that maximizes the kind of lat stretch compared to a wide overhand grip. So the lat stretch was what I was looking for. It's just a variation, a difference from the pull-ups being a more of an overhanded grip. So a cable seated row in general, pretty much any cable seated row will be good to work your lats. Pretty much any grip will get to them eventually, but there are some grips that are better than others for more lats. I prefer a narrow neutral grip as a great way to work your lats in general, especially kind of the meatier midpoint of the lats. And it's still going to get some insertion down by the hip, still going to get some, I guess, origin insertion, all those things. So it's, I guess, origin down by the hip, the insertion up by the arm. It's going to get your whole damn lat, top, bottom, let's just say that. And it'll get in the middle too. So that works very well. And the Mag Grip is a company called Maximum Advantage Grip. And it is a handle that you almost have to like cup with your hand rather than wrap your fingers around. And that lessens forearm involvement and it helps to isolate more back involvement. So again, since I was doing cable seated rows to work my lats, not doing cable seated rows just to get better at cable seated rows, I wanted to do whatever I could to isolate my lats. So using a mag grip handle helped me isolate more lats. Okay? Now, what I did was I paired that with the elevated barbell elevated deadlifts, and it was with a pronounced lat squeeze. So the barbell is better, in my opinion, than a trap bar because the overhanded position on a barbell, if you do double overhand and use wrist straps if you need to help hold your grip, but do double overhand, and then whenever you pick the deadlift up, your lats are in a more stretched position due to the arm rotation, the upper arm bone rotation. If you do neutral grip, they're actually already kind of lessened, they're shortened, so you can squeeze your lats, but you're not going to feel as much of a stretch in the lats at the bottom. So I would prefer, if you're doing a deadlift to build your lats, to do a double overhand version and use straps if you need to help hold on to the weight. If you used a hook, you can, but you're going to wear the hell out of your thumb and probably tear your thumb up, so don't do that. So save your thumb and use wrist straps in a double overhand. Now, why did I do elevated? I did a 2-inch elevation, so that way I couldn't use my quads to try to like blast up off the floor and create momentum, which would make the mid part of the deadlift feel easier on my lats. I did a 2-inch elevation to reduce quad drive, which made the lats actually have to work harder right at the very beginning of the deadlift, which is their most exposed spot. So if I want to maximize my lats, I want to take away anything that could hide my lats. So that really helped. Now, with a pronounced lat squeeze, what that means is, at the top of the deadlift, do not allow your hips to be directly stacked above your ankles and below your shoulders. You actually want to stop what might feel like a quarter of an inch, a half inch short of a full lockout. You want to make sure your hips stay slightly behind your shoulders. Now, again, watch the video on Instagram and you'll see what I'm doing. So what happens is I drive through my legs, I squeeze my lats to pull the bar really close to my body, like drag the bar up my body. At the top, I'll flex my glutes, but I don't want to lock out my hips. And then I'll pull my shoulders back like I'm trying to squeeze my lats really hard and squeeze the middle of my back. And what that does is it pulls my shoulders back to be over top of my hips, rather than my shoulders being rounded forward, my hips being pushed forward, and all of a sudden my shoulders are over my hips, but it's not with a contracted lat. If you keep your hips back just a little bit at lockout, and then have to pull your shoulders back with lat squeeze to get your shoulders over the hips, you're going to get to the lockout feeling, but you're going to have insane lat pump from it. It's going to be awesome. So please watch that on Instagram. It's amazing how small details can make or break the entire point of the exercise. If you over lock out your hips, your lats can actually be extended. Your shoulders can be rounded forward, and you will have technically locked out the deadlift, but you sure as hell will not have maximized your lats, not at all. Whereas if you do this never stack concept, where you keep the glutes slightly behind, pull your shoulders back to get them over top the glutes, that's going to fry your lats, and it's going to be a great, great, great experience, okay? Then after that superset, I did a couple extra sets of cable seated rows to max out my ability of them and just beat the shit out of myself. And then I did two really high rep max out deadlift sets to just wear out and exhaust anything that was left. So the superset originally of cable seated rows and barbell deadlifts, I did them for 4 to 6 sets is what I would like suggest to you. I think I ended up doing like 5 or 6, but it was moderate weight. Like I did the rows for like, say 10 to 14 reps. I could have done a couple more reps if I wanted to, but I stayed slow, controlled, really focused on the muscle. I did the deadlifts for sets of 10. I could have done, you know, 12, 13, 14 if I wanted to, but I stayed controlled and really kind of squeezed in on the lats. So I did the first couple sets, sub-maximal weight load, but maximum intensity, because I went slow and I really focused on the muscle. So I made it miserable, but I made it miserable at lighter weights. Then, to max out whatever was left, I went ahead and tried to move max efforts on cable rows and max efforts on deadlifts at the end. So do a couple lighter sets, really pay attention to the muscle intention of these movements. And then at the end, finish out with some really high-end stuff. okay, like high effort stuff. But it's okay to lessen the weight load a little bit. Really be slow, precise with your movements if your muscle is what you're aiming for. So again, this workout is how do I get better at deadlifts and build my lats? You have to make sure you really focus on those lats and don't just focus on deadlift performance, okay? So give that a try. Check us out on Instagram. It's the post that would have been on September 10th of 2021, okay? And again, the image you'll see says, can deadlifts help build my lats? And then there's four small videos. So check that out. Tons of great information. Give this whole workout a try. And you can see just in general how if you want specific things to happen in your training, they can. They absolutely can. You can do really cool, fun, weird things in training. You just have to be precise with what you're doing, and you have to know the intentions of what you're doing. I intend to do this, but am I actually doing that? That's kind of a big question. Okay? Thought this was helpful. Please check this out on Instagram. Follow the format yourself. Build a big-ass deadlift, build a big-ass back, and really enjoy it. Okay? Whatever you want in training is possible. If you have any specific kind of specialty questions, we do specialty programming now. We had so many requests, I just started doing it as a service. So if you have a special request for a specific type of programming, like one person wanted to build their quads, wanted to build their glutes without building their quads, another person wanted to build their chest but didn't want to build their arms. So very neat stuff. A lot of different things. But if you have any specific questions, we can write you specific programming. Just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So if you're trying to work around therapy issues of bad shoulders, lower back, knee pains, you want to develop specific body parts, you want to develop a specific lift, maybe you have a great program, but your squat doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Let us help you with the squat portion of it, okay? So anything you need, just let us know. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever's holding you back, don't let it hold you back forever. Just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and I'll help you out. Cool. Well, if you like the podcast, click like. If you like the podcast, please share it. That's the most impactful thing we can do. If you want more information from us, please go find us and sign up to follow us on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, but Instagram all the time under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.